In 2 months, Dillingham's population will more than double in size as fishermen and cannery workers from across the globe come to the region to work during the 2020 salmon season. At a meeting in Dillingham Monday, Gina Carpenter, a public health nurse, addressed concerns about the workers coming to the region, citing the state health department.
They said specifically that's a federal jurisdiction outside of the state because the feds are going to make the determination about screening with TSA. They're going to make the determination about countries. The Coast Guard has always had responsibility for folks coming in over the waterways. They are supposedly aware of, you know, these boats that are going to be coming from countries where there may be coronavirus.
But how the situation will evolve is unknown. The state is currently recommending that people use the Center for Disease Control to monitor information about the virus. Kanakanak Hospital is participating in weekly situational conference calls with the Department of Health and Social Services, and it also has an emergency plan in place for potential outbreaks. Safety Officer David Griffin says the hospital ran an exercise to simulate an Ebola patient coming to the hospital last year.
At least if we have a highly infectious patient arriving at the hospital, that person could be secured, segregated, stabilized, and rapidly brought out to better facilities over in Anchorage.
The hospital has 3 negative pressure rooms to isolate priority patients. Infection specialist Natalie Dull is working with aides in surrounding villages and sending information about the virus. If a resident has not traveled recently, it is extremely unlikely that they would have the virus. But Dahl says it could get tricky if a village experiences an outbreak.
What would it look like out in a village? I don't know. That's another part of the plan where we have to get them here. And of course, with our testing capability, there's only testing at the state labs in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Those things will take a period of time where really they're going to have to be basing their care on clinical judgment, and then we'll get the test results after the fact.
People who show symptoms of cough and fever are advised to isolate themselves at home for up to 14 days. If symptoms continue, Griffin recommends notifying the hospital first before leaving the house. Bristol Bay is also no stranger to widespread illness. The 1919 influenza epidemic swept through Naknek, Dillingham, Ugashik, and other parts of the region. Historians estimate that 40% of Bristol Bay's population was wiped out by the flu. Chokyong Tribal Council First Chief Thomas Tilden wants people to be mindful of that history.
I remember my grandma telling me about the influenza when it hit her community up there in Nelson Island. And she moved down here to Bristol Bay in 1924, basically because of that influenza and plus the starvation that had happened. So we do have that little bit of history behind us in working with us. We have to educate ourselves. Let's don't make the same mistakes they made. I really believe that we have a roadmap. Let's use that roadmap.
Tilden plans to gather people to discuss education, prevention, and what food people should stock if they are quarantined at home for 2 weeks. You can find up-to-date information about the coronavirus at cdc.gov/coronavirus. KDLG will have links in this story on kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.